Fellow writer and friend Chirikure Chirikure described Wowe's death as a great loss, adding that most worrying is the fact that he died thousands of miles away from his family, relatives and friends.
It's not easy for a man of that caliber and that age to decide to move and live elsewhere, you know, abandoning this beautiful home, beautiful family, beautiful friends. But it's all much deeper than just a simple question of just packing your bags and go. It's a lot of political statement behind it, and there are a lot of political complications as well.
The Zimbabwe Writers Union Secretary General, writer, University of Zimbabwe lecturer, and a student of the late Wowe said the late novelist's literature had a great impact and will continue to do so even after his death.
His literature has had great impact, especially when it goes out to narrate stories of ordinary people in Zimbabwe. And even before that novel, his poetry, very powerful, describing the colonial era, describing the liberation struggle, the suffering.
Another writer, David Mungoshi, described the late Wowe as a humorous person, noting that he left some unpublished works that would be published in the near future.
What he wrote for me, reminiscing about his visit to North Korea, it's so well done. I remember saying to him, this should be a book. I think we'll see what we can do about that.
Irene Staunton, who worked with Mungoshi during her days at Baobab Books, said it was said that Wowe died so young and thousands of kilometers away from home. The award-winning 59-year-old Wowe, who went into exile in 2001, succumbed to a liver failure on Sunday in Norway, where he was an International Writers Project Fellow at Brown University Watson Institute for International Studies. Wowe once worked for Moto Magazine, Interpress Service, Zimbabwe Publishing House, and the University of Zimbabwe as a writer in residence. Some of his novels include Bones, published in 1988, which focuses on the differences between colonialism and independence from British rule. The other novel is Masimba Avanu, or Is This the People's Power? This novel got him noticed by the ruling elite as he questioned some political processes in the country. Wowe received the Zimbabwe Writing Award in 1987, the Noma Award for Publishing in Africa in 1989, and a Germany Africa Award for Freedom of Expression in 2001. He leaves behind a wife and six children, and the family is making arrangements to bring his body back home for burial. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.